Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Real spoilers powered by ReviewSTL.com.
Warning, the following film discussion will ruin the ending of any movie you haven't seen. Example, Bruce Willis is dead at the end of The Sixth Sense. See how I ruined it for you? Just like that. Here are a few more.
Silent Breed is people!
I am the father.
Get it?
Real spoilers. You've been warned.
Broadcasting from the lush but not lavish studios located in the basement of the O'Keefe Institute for Advanced Film Snarkitude, this is Real Spoilers, episode 434, The Christmas Prince, Royal Wedding.
You know, there's a reason I hate Christmas movies, and this is why. Like, I hate these...
Well, this is the Lifetime formula.
I hate these versions of Christmas movies. Like, these are the worst. Just the worst.
This was pretty bad.
Holy guacamole. So, like, at least the first one had, like, a little bit of charm to it, if I remember right.
Okay.
Did it not?
Well, we'll get into it. Okay. I think there's a reason behind it, but...
Hoo-wee.
Yeah. It was
You want to do the plugs before I go off?
Well, let's go around the table. We can introduce ourselves.
Yeah, sure. This is Joe.
This is Kevin.
And this is Tom. And shameless plugs, don't forget, we're available on iTunes. You can go there, rate, review, subscribe, and check us out on Spotify. And don't forget our Patreon account, patreon.com/realspoilers.
And where we discuss good Christmas movies.
Yes. Sure.
And, of course, our Facebook page, facebook.com/realspoilers. So there's all that. I know Joe is chomping at the bit to talk about his love.
It is unbelievable.
For Aldovia.
Well, this movie already starts off. They've improved on the first movie.
How?
They actually show footage of the city they're in.
Oh, that's true.
The first movie, if you guys don't remember it, with the audience out there, is all the B-roll was Chicago.
Yeah.
And she's supposed to be in New York.
Okay, also, real quick. The old man has an accent, right?
In the first one, he has what we thought was a stereotypical offensive accent. Then they cast this guy.
So
this
is a different guy?
It is a different guy?
Yes, okay. Absolutely.
Oh. I didn't go back and watch the first one, and I thought it didn't look like the same dude.
No.
Yeah.
That's not even close.
No. They didn't even care when they cast someone else.
This dude grew hair. Like... And then
and
they
shaved his goatee. They referenced that.
They owned it. They make multiple references into this. So this follows my theory of this movie is a piece of garbage, but I think this movie leaned into it. This movie, I believe, was written and filmed to make you say, what the hell, and talk about this movie. Like they leaned into this one at least. They know they're bad and they made it bad on purpose. Well, this is not a movie.
They succeeded.
I mean, but this is not a movie where they're like, we've got a masterpiece. They're like, all right, here we go. Here's what people loved about A Christmas Prince. We're making this worse.
Is she from Chicago or New York?
New York.
New York. Chicago is never in the equation.
Okay. So her dad has a thick New York accent, right? Yes,
right.
Okay. This girl was born and raised in New York. No accent.
None.
Whatsoever.
Yeah.
Like, immediately the dad starts talking. I was like, okay. And then the girl starts talking. I'm like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
What? Did you just go to Sokovia and then all of a sudden drop, like, no, they don't like it over here. I'm just going to drop my accent. That's not a thing that happens ever. Have you ever talked to somebody from New York? They never lose that accent. Ever.
Yeah.
No matter how much you want them to.
So we open with shots of New York, where at first I'm like, oh my God, they actually did that. See, I think it would have been even more funny if they chose a different city.
Detroit.
Yeah, but
like not even close.
But apparently they got a budget of $500 this time.
Hey,
so
they should have gone to Toronto. Vancouver. That's where everybody else goes.
I'm sure they filmed some of it there. Yeah. But in the first one, I remember, wasn't it like Was this the same movie where all the shops? No, that was a different Christmas
movie.
She's
like, well, she's like walking down
all the shops
Main
were
Street.
In Canada.
Yeah, that was A Christmas Inheritance.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. Did we watch that one?
We did. I don't know if you did, but we did.
Yeah.
Oh.
We definitely did.
Okay.
That's right.
Yikes. Yeah, so this one, I mean, they're engaged, and she's still doing this awful blog for whatever reason.
No, she's not still doing this awful blog. She worked for a tabloid magazine, which has now gone under in this, and so she's quit her job at the tabloid, and now she's a successful blogger
because her story blew up. Those exist,
yeah.
Who still blogs?
Nobody.
It's all about the story of, like, she's famous because of this whole first movie thing.
She should do a podcast,
and
like, no, seriously, like,
or
that's
Instagram.
Or
she
something.
Would,
oh,
she would
yeah.
live on Instagram,
yeah. Absolutely.
But no, she's a successful blogger who, you know, has quit her job at the newspaper and it went under or whatever. But they got her band of misfits back.
Her stereotypical gay guy and the black lady.
There's a line later in the movie where they're like, "Your blog went viral." I'm like, I don't think that's how blogs work.
That's not
like,
a thing.
Yeah,
that's not a thing.
So
your podcast went viral,
yeah.
or your YouTube channel went viral,
right?
Any of the anything BuzzTube, I don't care. Like, make something up, but
yeah.
not a blog.
Yeah,
blogs don't go viral.
No, they don't.
But like, she started off. This is like almost a year since the
is that
first
what it is?
One.
It's a year.
So yeah, so they get engaged.
Well, yeah, because the last one's a Christmas time.
Oh, that's
yeah.
true. Okay,
it's
yeah,
they
Christmas
get engaged
time,
at Christmas.
Yeah.
And then now they're going to get married on Christmas, because what a great day to choose for
sure.
a wedding.
In Apple-covia or whatever the hell it's
Apple-covia.
Called. Apple-covia. Sokovia. Latveria. Can I just name a
yeah,
bunch of superhero
yeah,
places?
Sure.
It'd be great if this is Latveria.
I miss you said Sokovia before.
Yeah. It'd be great if this is Latveria and Doom was just like, nope, I control this country. You're all dead. I killed everybody.
Wow.
Do it. Marvel
Simon is really Dr. Doom.
Oh my god. Can I tell you that I thought that was the guy from SNL at one
Which
moment.
Which one?
So the guy that plays like the evil cousin from the first yeah. one. You know the guy that plays like Eric Trump?
Oh
on
yeah.
SNL?
Yeah. Kind of,
I thought
so
it was him and I was just
guy.
Like, what? Oh no, it's not that guy.
Yeah.
That guy's way funnier than this guy. Here's your switch.
The double,
he's a good guy.
Yeah, the double. I mean, this was so obvious once they got into it, where like once he's there and he's creeping around, snooping on people's laptops, and you're like, oh, so he's going to discover everything, and they're going to all be like, you're evil, and he's going to have to save the day.
He's
and,
not
yeah.
Loki.
Yeah.
Like, can we make him look like Loki as close as we can? Dye his hair black and slick it back? Yeah. Can he wear a lot of green, too? Sure. Yeah, we can do that. Not a problem. We'll just confuse the audience.
So she packs up and she heads to Latveria with her dad, who is trying his best to not be regal or not be polite
yeah,
or
he's
not
going
be
out of his way.
Like,
and like, oh, your food is awful.
Like, I mean, but could you? Okay, so you bring your dad, and like, I get it. He's, you know, he's supposed to be this stereotypical like
hey.
Clueless New Yorker guy or whatever. But still, like, don't you think as the daughter would be like, Dad, I'm going to be queen. Like, can you please like buy a button
but
down
she's
shirt?
Not, okay, and, that's, she's not going to be queen.
What do you mean?
Because the queen's still alive.
No, but she'll be. I mean, there's a king, and then she becomes the queen.
I don't think that's right.
Yeah,
I think she would be.
There's a king.
Well, first off, you never really know because we're applying.
That's true.
British
American,
rules.
Yeah, that's
to
true.
It,
to
but
Latveria.
The whole movie. She'll
yeah,
be queen.
But prince.
If you marry the king, you're the queen.
But Queen Elizabeth's husband isn't the king.
Yeah, but that's different.
Why?
Because she's the.
It's just the roles are reversed.
But I mean, isn't he king regent
but
or something?
But we would
I mean,
say, but then the prince, what's his name?
Charles.
Charles would be king by that theory.
But this doesn't apply. The whole point.
No, not at all. But
yeah.
I'm just like, from what we know of British rule, which is as close as we get to knowing anything
right.
about kings
but it's
and queens.
Not, yeah, you can't apply. But he's going to be the king, and then he gets married, and she's the queen. That's just how it goes.
I have a feeling in real world that queen's like, mm-mm, I'm not giving this up. You're crazy pants. I'll kill that girl before I give up being queen.
Yeah, but the king has a son. When the king has a firstborn son and the king dies, the son becomes king. The queen doesn't rule till she dies.
I mean, in Game of Thrones, sure.
But you know what I mean? Like, he was only not king because, like, he was off doing something in the first movie.
He didn't want it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But,
like, it passes through bloodline. So if you marry in.
Right.
You. Like,
but wouldn't they all marry in?
But I don't think it goes to you. I think it's how it works.
Yeah,
so like,
you don't ever. It's always the firstborn.
So in England, whenever the queen dies,
sure,
her husband won't become king.
Right.
No, Prince
Charles
son.
Becomes
Prince
king.
Charles
because
becomes
he's
king.
Blood.
Blood, yes.
The whatever her husband's name is married in.
Right. Yeah.
There
right.
was no male heir. So
I
they
see,
had to,
I see, I
so
see.
So they had to, like,
yeah.
settle for a woman.
Okay. right. That's, and now she's just like, nope.
Yeah.
I'm hanging on forever.
Yes. but, yeah, so it always goes to bloodline. So, it, you know, so he's the king, and she would be his queen. It's I think that's how it would go okay. anyway. But
if he were to die,
she would not. It would go to their
then
child?
Then their kid, if they had one. If it was, you know,
exactly.
So then, it would, so what if there isn't a kid? Is it, would it revert back to the old queen?
No, it would be her then.
But well, we just said that it can't go through. It has to go
if
through
it,
blood.
If they don't have a son, then it has to go to her.
To the old queen.
No, it doesn't revert back.
But then you're saying that the bloodline is broken at that point.
Yeah, I don't think it would go. It wouldn't go to her. It would go. They would find. Like it would probably go to Simon.
It would go
oh,
to. Oh, it would go to the next blood.
True.
Like,
yeah,
that makes
okay,
sense.
Okay,
okay.
okay.
so. That
yeah,
makes
but,
sense. But if we were in Germany, I would
yeah,
make your
yeah,
bunk.
I'd make
yeah.
my bunk.
Yeah.
So that's your Aldovian,
I don't know, third base.
Royal.
I don't even know what I'm talking about.
So they fly into the Aldovia.
Yes. And
commercial,
right? Sure, that's a thing.
That makes sense.
And they get introduced to the
with
creepy security guard.
No security,
but none whatsoever.
But yeah. So she's going to be the queen. They don't send a team of security.
No,
and she stands in front of the Aldovian airport. I really think they're leaning into this, but Aldovian airport, and she stands out in her bright pink coat,
right?
And she's like, oh, I guess I'm not getting in discreetly here. It's like, really? Like, this is how you travel incognito?
It's just funny that we've seen this happen twice.
Yeah.
To
well, even
both of the prince's wives, where it's just like...
They even have the same inverse meet cute.
Yeah.
They do, kind of, don't
because
they?
It's the same joke,
the
yeah.
prince steals her cab.
Yeah.
And the first one. And then
now,
this one, the
yeah.
guy who will be the wedding planner, steals her cab.
Oh, man,
yeah.
That character... Here's the so all of these characters are super mean to this girl, and it's just like, you know, she could have you all killed. Like, she's gonna be the queen.
I yeah. don't know if this is like the
they threw somebody in a dungeon, Kevin.
The I don't know, the 800s or whatever. Like,
she
I
could.
Don't.
She could. Or she could make their lives very
right.
difficult.
Yeah, first of all, I just don't think you treat the queen like this. I totally agree. I don't know that they're gonna be killed, but
also like spineless king was just like, no. Just treat her however you want.
That's the worst part about the movie is that you have the king.
Right.
The king.
Yeah.
And they're treating your queen to be like this, like, and he's spineless the entire
he's
movie.
Totally spineless.
It
the
makes
whole time.
No sense. And like, I think she's in the wrong sometimes when it comes to like not respecting their culture or even trying. But then like when they're being straight up mean,
yeah.
it's like, hey, hold up.
Yeah,
like,
who are you talking
yeah.
to?
So it's like kind of a mess. But anyway, so yeah, so they're standing there making a fuss in front of the airport. And then when the paparazzi come, they're surprised. And then the one limo driver.
Right, right.
Not security guard.
Can we talk about how hilarious he is at the very end of this movie? So they're
we can try.
At the very end of this movie, they're doing like the dolly shot of all the characters.
Yeah.
And he is making the most ridiculous face where he's like cocked to the side. He almost looks like Popeye. And I was like, was that a choice? Are you just messing with them at that point? We're just like, look, we got one shot at this. And he was like, cool, I got your one shot. And just makes the most ridiculous face ever. It's hilarious.
So this guy comes up and he's like, hey, we got to get to the car, when all these paparazzi start showing up. These are like the most polite, well-behaved paparazzi ever. They're standing back at a distance and they're holding up their cameras like this, you know, like they're
hey,
holding
they've already killed one princess.
That's true. But like, you know, have you seen like a celebrity get out of the airport and like TMZ and people attack them?
Yeah,
well,
man.
These paparazzi are like 10 feet back and they're like, oh,
you know who who they don't attack, which is, I think, is always funny.
Who?
Wrestlers. If you ever watch them like catch Randy Orton at an airport, they're a good 10 feet back because they're like, man, if that guy gets his hands on me, I'm in trouble. Like any Taker, all those Big Show, they're just like, we're just going to stand about.
Yeah.
I have a super zoom lens. I'm just going to stand at the other end of the airport and take pictures from back here.
But I know you'll never go back. But for people that haven't watched this movie yet, if you go and when you're watching this movie and you see the paparazzi scene, watch these doofuses with their camera and watch the faces they're making. And they're like taking the picture like with their camera 10 feet out in front of them. And they're like looking at the camera to check their photo they've gotten. And it's hilarious to watch these extras take photos.
It's a mess.
Yeah.
It is a complete...
So they get into the royal car. Yeah, the royal cars, which don't look.
And then like there's six of them. And like then on this drive up, yeah. there's and six
they,
cars.
And then they drive to Jurassic Park.
Yeah, right, right.
This, I mean, the convoy shot, it looks exactly, and they're playing music, which isn't obviously the Jurassic Park music, but they start playing this, like, scaling up this music, and they're driving in a row like that, and they pull in front of the castle. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, that's the Jurassic Park scene.
It's and so they go in the castle, they meet Ursa, which is who that woman is. She played Ursa in Superman 1 and 2.
Yeah.
And... like, I felt like that character had, like, a character turn in the first one.
Yeah, I felt like she became wasn't a nice. Huge B.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, in this and movie, she's terrible.
She is the worst.
She is.
I mean, besides the guy stealing the money. Spoilers.
It's right. classic sequel problems.
I get, yeah.
You used to see it more. I feel like movies are better about it now. It used to be like they would have a sequel and they would just like
forget everything.
Everything that had been resolved in the first one. Now they don't have any conflict. So they just completely revert people back right. as if nothing had occurred at the end of the first one.
They were the like when Gordon Ramsay comes in to like clean up a restaurant and it works for a week. Yeah. They go right back to doing what they were doing before.
But like, let's talk about this dad. So the dad goes and meets all these royal people, whether it be, you know, the princess, you know, the kid in the wheelchair, right, you know?
Which I forgot she was in a wheelchair. Yeah. I was like, what happened between one and two?
That's sledding. Yeah. That's sledding. But we'll get to the sledding. But so
oh my goodness.
But again, I think they know.
I was reading comic books while this movie was on. So like the sledding thing, I was like, yep.
Wow. So she's meeting people, or he's meeting people, and he is just acting so belligerent and so
he's
rude.
He's like he is. If you were to say to somebody, I don't know, in somebody that's never been to New York,
yeah.
How do you think a New York person would act?
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, they're loud and they're boisterous and they're like handsy and touchy, you know, like hugs and smacks and Larry.
It's so stereotypical. And it's like, yeah, I get they're turning it into all the laughs are because he's so fish out of water, like doesn't know how to act. But seriously, like, I don't believe for one second that the daughter to be queen would not say, Dad, you don't pick up the queen. Dad, you don't, you know, hug or you don't shake the princess's head around in the wheelchair. Like, there's no way she doesn't rein him in a little
bit.
Like,
hey, kid, how you doing? How are you?
Yeah,
hey.
I know she loves her dad, obviously, and they have a good relationship. But, like, there's just not a second where she doesn't get embarrassed by his behavior in the real world. Like,
well, there's also
any daughter's like, going to be like, Dad, don't, like, seriously.
You also have to ask yourself, why do they have a good relationship?
That's a great point. Like, only because he's her only parent, maybe?
Yeah, because clearly he's behaved like this his entire life.
I'm sure his mom was like, I'd rather die than spend one more second with your dumbass.
Now, she's like, what's that? I've got the cancer? What's the opposite of chemo? Can I
speed this up?
How about a pack of Camel no filters?
Oh, jeez.
So my wife, she died of a lady cancer.
So a couple things. So again, they lean into the recasting. So when he first arrives in Aldovi, he's like, I feel like a new man. It must be this fresh air.
I dropped some weight. I grew my hair out. Like, I shaved my goatee.
Like, I think that's clever. And again, they're owning it. I feel like a new man. And then when he meets the princess, he's like, oh, I've seen pictures of you. I thought you had a beard. And he's like, no, I shaved it off. Or she made me shave it for the occasion. So they lean
also,
into it.
Also, like, why did they just tell us, actor, grow a goatee?
Right.
I think he's like, how much are you paying me for this? Yeah, I'm not doing that.
The only thing I can think is that they didn't want you to draw comparisons to how he looked. So if they say he shaved his goatee,
it's less.
It's, you know,
I gotta tell you, didn't even notice.
Yeah,
like when they were just like, I shaved the goatee off, I was like, okay, I forgot you had a goatee.
You didn't notice?
He was only in the first one for like 3 minutes.
Yeah, that movie like doesn't.
But just from the way he talks, like he did not talk like we thought he was stereotypical in the first one. But like when this guy opens his mouth,
we thought,
hey,
forget about it. I got a cannoli over here.
Yeah, I mean, it's so bad in this.
But no, like we thought he was. It was so weird because we're like, why is that guy in Chicago doing a New York accent? That doesn't make any sense. Yeah, and now we're just like, oh, he's supposed to be in New York. So I felt like in this movie, they introduced like the Indian wedding planner who I felt like they were like, can we get that guy from The Daily Show who now has his own show on Netflix?
Are you talking about Sahil
yeah.
in this movie?
Yeah. And they're just like, no. He's like, can we get somebody that looks like him? I would try, I guess.
Yes.
We'll try our best.
And then as soon as I see this guy, and then she's talking about her friends coming to visit, and I'm like, oh, they're going to pair him off.
They pair a lot of people off.
Everybody
gets paired off.
Except for the one that makes the most sense in the movie that they set up the entire time, which is the chef and the dad.
Oh, I feel like they did get paired off.
No.
Oh, no?
No, at the end, they don't get paired off.
Oh.
That's the only one that actually is built up, and it makes sense.
Yeah.
They have nice conversations together, and she opens up to him and all that.
That's true.
And at the end of the movie, everyone's paired off. But spoilers, they're not together. No. Like,
I do like the hockey puck slider. And I was like, I don't know what that is, but it sounds
tasty.
It's
like red hockey pucks.
Yeah, it's cool. Okay. Let's do it. I like hockey pucks, and I like sliders. Yeah.
So they meet Sahil, who speaks in the third person.
All the time.
And supposed to be, you know, just this, like, amazing, he designs parties. He's a party planner. He's a wedding planner. He's also a fashion
planner. He's the native
planner.
Version of Van Wilder. Van Wilder was a party planner in that movie.
Helped. Yeah. So, yeah, so Sahil yeah. does this, and Sahil does that. And
man, and, like, see, and he's awful. And of course, like at the very end, you know,
he's a terrible person. Like
he is a terrible person.
Nothing,
yeah.
There's nothing you would like. Like he's not like it's not like haha, he's funny, but a genius and whatever. It's like he's awful.
Yeah, there's nothing.
Also, speaking to the queen, the to be queen. Right. Like
that's the other thing is like I
can Sahil not get fired? Like
I
the thing is, I'm like, I guess he's so great that they won't touch him because I'm thinking you speak to the.
There is nobody. On this planet, that if that guy goes in and talks to Merkel, no, not Merkel. What's Prince Harry's wife's name?
Megan. I don't follow.
Or
whatever.
Or the other one.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. If you like, talk to,
could you imagine? Like they'd be like, "You're dead,"
because they're
like
princes,
your career's over.
They're princes, and their princes have backbones.
Yeah. Well, I don't know that, but.
Well, but this
more
king,
so than this guy.
This
I'll
king
tell you
is
that.
Like, oh, the whole country is mad at me because we're supposed to do this thing that's going to help them, but all the money's disappearing. Meh. I don't want to know. Like, what?
We'll figure it out.
Like
I that, guess.
So the whole conflict in this movie is like, while the wedding's going on, there's this economic crisis going on because
the money was supposed to be filled. Like they were going to revitalize Ecovia.
They were trying to make
and like make it modern.
Aldovia great again.
Aldovia.
And put all the money back. Put all the money back into it.
Right.
Yet the money's all disappearing. But the entire time, the king is like, nah. Yeah.
I'm going to read this propaganda.
He literally has
when
no...
When he uses the word propaganda,
the
I was
movie
like, oh,
wants
God.
Us to sympathize with
yeah.
them. Like, that's the... Like they're,
no.
The workers literally aren't getting paid.
And on
he
Christmas.
Has, he has
yeah.
no interest in tracking
yeah.
down why.
No.
No interest. And so our...
It takes his wife,
our
who's
investigative,
not even part of this country.
Yeah, our investigative journalist here has to go track down what's going on. And whenever she brings it up, he's like, this isn't your job. Don't do it. Like, he could not care less.
Yeah. She is like I will give that character credit. Like she's invested in figuring out what
yeah,
the hell is
because,
going on
because she's a like a normal human being that would be like, wait, something's
where
riding
all
in
this
Denmark.
Money going?
Yeah,
and then the king's just like, yeah, dude, whatever.
Yeah,
sure.
Don't concern yourself
no.
with that.
Be like, I think you need to talk to a psychiatrist because I think you're depressed. Like, I think there's something else going on here, buddy.
I think you're just an entitled dick.
That's yeah. also true. Yeah.
This movie reminded me when I first saw all the political stuff going on. I'm like, is this Phantom Menace? Like, are we going to get?
I know.
Are we going to get a whole movie of like trade regulations and stuff? I'm like, please, because the whole movie isn't really like half the movie is about all these little fun. Oh, we're getting ready, and here's Sahil with his funny dress scenes or whatever. But like a lot of the movie is about picketing and
yep.
finding out. Like,
yep.
what's going on with
the shell company?
I will give them
yeah.
credit. Like, it's an hour and a half. And thank God.
I
too
will say,
long.
As soon as, yeah. as soon as it started, I paused.
I did, too.
And I was like, 1:32.
Okay.
I think that's the best I could hope for.
I feel like, and but, we'll get, like, 1:29, because you can figure 3 minutes of credits.
I did the same
yeah.
thing.
But I paused halfway through, and, I mean, it felt like I'd been watching it for an hour and a half. I'm like, oh, God, please.
I watched with my wife, and she was like, are we sure this is only an hour and a half?
Right, because it felt, this movie, because,
and
again.
She's the demo.
Right, yeah, no, totally.
But because that's the thing, though, is it's not fun. It's like, when you go into all this financial stuff, it's like, I liked the first one better, and that's, we're grading on a curve
it's
here.
A low bar.
But in the first one, at least, the whole thing is about the fish out of water. Water and all these
yeah.
fun little situations. When you get into the country picketing,
I feel like
it's like
I feel like they saw Phantom Menace and were like, no, that worked.
That's what it, but
let's try that.
That's what it felt like.
Yeah.
Going to see Phantom Menace and getting all that crap, and you're like, what are we doing here?
Can you just fight somebody with a lightsaber? call it a day. Yeah.
But the thing is, again, so with the heel and the dress and all this stuff, like the advisor, the Ursa, you know, like everyone is horrible.
Yeah.
And like they don't care. And now part of me, I do side with them as far as the way that, who is this main character? What's her name in this movie?
Alex.
Alex?
I don't know. I made that up. Oh. That was the first thing that popped. Anna?
Amber?
Sure. Typical white girl name. That's fine.
Yeah, it's Amber, I guess. I don't know. It doesn't sound even familiar. I guess the whole movie, I'm not even... how invested I am in this.
Yeah, Amber.
Amber. Amber, okay. All right. So, like, so I'm, at first, with when they were first starting to be horrible to her, like, I agree that that would never happen in real life with the queen-to-be, and it, they were definitely being bad. But to, like... this Aldovia has tradition. They have culture. They've been a kingdom for, you know, however many hundreds or thousands of years. And like Amber cares nothing about their traditions because they're like, oh, here's the traditional whatever. This is what the queen always does. And she's like, no. So am I supposed to lose who I am? And it's like, well, wait a minute. Like, they're at least respect your country's traditions and try to like. She doesn't try.
Fair. Yeah, that's fair. And also, they start to like somehow they've got the technology to kill her blog.
That is totally bizarre.
They just go in and edit it.
They're like, no.
They not only do they kill it, but they edit it.
Yeah, yeah, right.
How would they have access to her blog?
I mean, you could get online, but the ability
but
to
you can't censor.
The only thing that I was
and
like,
why would
maybe,
you do that? It had just gone viral.
It had just gone viral. I mean, why wouldn't you want a viral a blog first, to go viral?
It was the first blog to ever go viral
out of Swakopia. yeah. So like, she's doing this blog, and she's trying to make. Latveria look like a fun place to go.
Yeah.
Right? So she's trying to like...
This is
she's
what her readers want. They're following her journey and she's like, oh, look at all the fun, the kingdom and the princess.
There's
they're
the
making cookies.
Of the princess.
And she's got icing on her nose and she, her love interest is
I
there.
I picture Ursa just being like, that she does. She was like, it's just the image you want people of Latveria. And she's just like, yeah.
Ursa's involved in like PR damage
she's
control.
All,
she's the image of the.
Yeah.
She's involved in the royal image. And there's even a scene in the movie where Amber is like to the king. And she's like, but why are blah, blah, blah? Like, how can they do this? You're the king. And he's like, yeah, but we have to kind of tiptoe around. Like, there's people that are in place to rule the image.
He does
and,
say, he's like, once you're queen, get gloves are off. But we just got to get there.
Yeah.
And she's just like, no.
But he's already king.
He is already king.
Yeah.
And all he has to say is like, go to your room.
That's the thing is like the way that he lets his entire staff
just
and
walk all
like,
over.
Yeah, it's just. Yeah.
So we should. Okay. So they get there and it's, you know, it's not fun. Like they're trying to, they're giving her these awful dresses. And of course she's not wanting to do it. She's also not.
It was also
able,
weird that they showed you a drawing of the dress where it looked like it had the thing to stop a dog from licking itself.
Yeah. The cone of
but
doom.
It wasn't in
like,
the
but
design.
Then when, but the then cone when of
she,
shame.
But then when she puts on the dress, it looks nothing like the drawing of the dress.
It looks like your grandma's wedding dress from
it
the
does.
Early 1900s.
Yeah,
it looks like
very,
that old, you know.
The cone of shame. That should have been the thing in this movie.
Yeah, but it didn't
just like, I can't do it. I can't see anything.
Yeah, but it didn't
two
look anything
cut out of
it didn't
cone.
Look anything like the extravagant one that Sahil was pushing on her. But anyway,
I feel like that an artist drew that and then the costume department was like,
no,
can't do that.
Yeah.
You know, I'm getting paid in french fries.
Yeah,
like
not
I
on
can't.
Our budget.
So yeah, so they're doing all that, but at the same time she keeps trying, like, her special security guard keeps trying to, like, set up meetings between her and the king, and it's just always falling through. Like, they have to go cut down the traditional tree, and it never works because...
He's busy.
He's busy.
Traditional,
and I also feel like, yeah.
He's the king. Totally. No, I mean, this is going to happen. The king has, like, he's a king. Well, first of all, it's like, yeah, you get that in the real world when the king does things, but apparently this king doesn't make any decisions for himself and just has people say, hey, go do this. Money's missing. Okay, just go, like,
go read the speech.
Yeah. Don't,
good luck.
Don't look into it.
Yeah. Don't you dare look into the simplest of things that a 13-year-old girl can hack into this system and figure it out.
The hacking scenes.
Oh, good stuff.
Oof.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's not happy. And this entire time, and I'm just like, she's going to, like, the premise of this movie is she's going to call off the wedding. And she's going to go back to New York, and we're going to get the same scene we got in the first one where he shows up outside the restaurant.
That would have been preferable.
It would have been. And they get married, like, in the streets of Detroit.
But she doesn't, I mean, the whole time, it's like she's obviously not having a great time there, but she never says she's going to call off the wedding.
They never say that. I think somebody says that.
But
at
the very
point,
end, it gets... because of the dumbest reasons, but she runs away, and then we have this scene where they're looking for her, so we'll Amber, get to that, but yeah.
Where are you? It was like, you're telling me that the woman that's going to be queen doesn't have a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week tail? Where they know where she is at all times. Yeah. No, she just runs away and they can't find
her. Apparently no security guards.
None
in
whatsoever. No.
So after the whole picketing
thing. Very trusting
thing,
in Aldovia.
Yeah, so he gives his speech and people are picketing with their signs. This is Aldovia. And yeah. You know, where's the money? And anyway.
Where's the beef?
Yeah, after this, she tries to talk to him, like we said earlier.
Right.
And she's like, we need to figure out where this money's going. And she says that she used to manage the books for her dad's diner. His response,
oh, yeah, that's
his
right.
response to her is, this isn't a diner. This is a kingdom. Like, let's well, not look not, into the money because...
Well, he's not wrong.
Well, literally, yeah. Technically, he's correct. But it's like... But, like, she's trying to convince him to find the... Follow the trail.
Right,
and
right,
it's
right.
Just like, no. It's just so weird that he has no interest in
right,
looking into
none
where
whatsoever.
The money's going.
He's just like, yeah, well, they'll figure it out. What's yeah. the worst that could happen? Oh, my country could collapse? That sounds yeah. pretty bad.
So now the dad is wandering around the castle, like, looking... Like, trying to
oh,
find
right.
the chef.
We should say, in the, it, like, they're at the... The soiree, and he eats what Ugh. Looks like what I don't know, like jelly
it's
meat.
It's jellied meat Ugh. On crackers.
Ugh.
That scene,
he
and
has
the noise,
right reaction.
And, yeah,
it's gross,
but it's like silent. And you hear him, he's like, yeah. it's just like, ah.
So he goes to see the chef, and of course, he walks in the kitchen, and
hey, it's a lady.
Yeah,
like
we ain't got no lady chefs in New York.
Like the fact, like it's such a huge surprise that the chef is female in this movie. Like that's some kind of huge realization.
This place is really progressive.
It's random. But the broads.
Hey, can you make pasta or not?
Can you make hot dogs here?
Oh my god, yeah. Gives the like the a girl who probably has never seen a hot dog in her life. He makes looks like a boiled hot dog.
Yeah.
Just covered well, with like Play-Doh style onions.
Yeah, so he's on a mission now to where he thinks for the royal wedding.
Yeah.
For the royal wedding, they need to serve diner food.
Yeah.
Because his daughter deserves it.
Yeah.
Diner food.
I feel like, Dad, I've been eating diner food my whole yeah. life. You're like, lucky I'm not 500
like,
pounds.
Again, this is the thing where it's like, Amber just will not stop her dad from doing anything. Like, so he goes to talk to her to see if they have any like hot dogs and diner
yeah.
food.
And I'm sure the chef is just like, what's a hot dog?
Yeah, and he's so obnoxious. So, but he eventually ends up somehow in the royal kitchen finding a hot dog and make in like in the next scene when she comes to visit her dad, the Amber, she's eating a hot dog and like potato chips.
He gives her, he gives her like her favorite hot dog,
but, like,
I guess.
Where did they get
I
a hot dog from?
Yeah.
Where?
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's what he yeah. does call it. Yeah, Coney.
You think they've just got hot dogs in the back freezer somewhere?
He was like, just give me all your gross chicken pots and I'll make myself a hot dog.
He's gross.
You got beaks over there? All right, I'll use the beaks.
Wow, you sound exactly like him.
I
know, honestly. Yeah.
I felt like I was in Aldovia.
yeah, so they sit down. Of course, they talk about the mom. And he does. At no point does the dad ever say, look, man, like you got to kind of like, you got to do what they ask you to do. He's just like, no, you be you. You go ahead and
no,
do
wait,
your
no,
thing.
Wait. You just said the dad never tells her you got to do what they want you to do.
He doesn't, does he?
No, but what I'm saying is the dad doesn't have a clue to save his life.
Oh, no, that's
he would
true.
Definitely
yeah,
not
fair.
Be the one.
That's
to
he's like, no. F their traditions.
Yeah,
you do you.
Because the daughter isn't telling the
dad. You don't owe them nothing.
The dad is wearing like Rudy's Diner polos. like, dad, can you bring a button-down Van Housen shirt? Like,
nah,
I mean, she doesn't.
Nah.
She can't ask her dad to go to the royal wedding and pack one button down shirt.
I half expect him to be wearing like dress pants that go up to his belly button with a tucked in wife beater and then like a giant like power horn
and a rinky
and a
pinky
ring,
a big
absolutely.
Gold pinky.
Yeah, I'm thinking
absolutely.
Khaki shorts, sandals, black socks.
Yep.
And
tucked in wife beater. That's
a Hawaiian
what you
shirt.
Hey,
that's
let
good.
Me get another yeah. drink over here.
Hey, I brought my buddy Paulie. Hey, we're gonna go over here. We're gonna do this thing over there with the thing.
We're just gambling with the royal jewels. I just bet the queen's necklace.
They're playing craps in the back alley. Hey, did you see that necklace my daughter was wearing? I'll give it to you for 40 yeah. bucks. But yeah, so they, I guess this
that would have been a great storyline if the dad was a drunk and a gambling addict. In the whole movie,
he's
betting
just,
away the entire.
He's just Paulie.
Kingdoms, yeah.
He's Paulie from Rocky. Yeah. Like it's, somebody sent me a message on Instagram that said Creed 3 needs to be Paulie's robot versus Chappie. Like, sign me up.
I'm telling you, where's the robot?
This entire time, the evil cousin from the first movie is like skulking around
at the protest. You see him like in his Charles Dickens cap,
he's honest to God lurking.
He is lurking. Yeah. I forgot who he was.
Yeah. Well, I did too. So Katie goes, "Oh, it's Simon."
Like, who's Simon?
Like, what the? And she's like, "Oh, the evil cousin that tried to take over at the other."
Honestly, I think the fact that she remembered his name and knew it on sight is grounds for annulment if you want out.
To be fair, she didn't know we were doing this for the podcast, and she started watching it first and didn't get through the whole thing, and then she rewatched it. So I think she heard the name Simon.
She had to rewind it. She's like, "God,
Kevin." She did. She goes, "This is not good." Like, she's like, "It was tough to get through the parts that I did." So no, to be fair, she had just, I think, watched the first half or whatever.
That's funny.
But yeah, so he's lurking there, and so you're like, "Oh my gosh, he's back to try to," you know.
Well, that's the thing, is like, I was like, "Who is this creeper?" And then he walks back in there, and then they do the scene that the gif is, and they're all just like, "Simon."
The close ups.
Yeah.
The close ups in everyone's face where it's like dun dun dun, and they pan into everyone's
It is Days of Our Lives level.
That's like Carol Burnett soap opera parody level.
Yeah.
But that's what, again, I really, really feel like we talk about movies that are like crazy or stupid or silly, but like, let's lean into it. Like, to be fair, I think they know what. Like, this to me feels closer to like a Loaded Weapon, like a parody movie that's not straight up being a parody, but like a low-key parody. Like, I think they know they want this scene, we want this ridiculous scene. Like, they saw how popular the first one was and how much people like thought it was ridiculous,
right?
And it's like every scene has something that you could say is that's totally
I could see that.
So
maybe.
I think they leaned into this.
Yeah, and they
know what they're doing.
Yeah, they drifted into this, I'll tell you that. So Simon shows up. He comes into the you know, everybody's like, "Oh my God, it's Simon!" And he was like, "Yeah, I mucked up."
But
I
like in the same scene, they're like, "Hey, since your dad's not around, we've brought back his royal advisor or whatever." Yeah. But so when these two are like basically in the same scene, they say that because they're expecting the royal.
Yes.
"We brought back your dad's trusted advisor
to figure out what's going
Simon,
on."
And I'm like, "Oh, I see what they're doing here. It's the old bait and switch."
I thought they're teaming up.
Well,
like the bad guys are teaming up
at first, I think, because you see him. And then they're talking about the advisor. I think you're supposed to think that. But then as it got closer, and like, "We'll give you a shot." And then you see him like lurking on the advisor.
Right, right.
You're like, "Oh, he's going to be the red herring."
I never thought for a second that this guy was going to be the
good
guy.
You didn't?
No.
Oh, I'm
hell
like,
no.
Well, because the money's disappearing and they pull this guy in. I'm like, "Oh."
But then they say that the cousin, he's lost everything. The girl's gone. The Lamborghini's gone. Yeah. I was like, "Well, yeah." And I was just still all his money back since the royal family mucked him over.
No, I always thought it's Leopold, not Simon.
Yeah. It's too obvious.
I thought it was
like,
both of them.
I'm like, they're not bringing Simon back to be bad again. Like, they're
no.
You live long enough to see yourself become the hero.
Yes.
So
they forgive him because they're family.
Yeah. Well, the king forgives him. This guy's, I guess, his niece. No. This is the king's sister.
Second cousin.
That's what it
I guess.
Is. And it's like she is relentless on this guy. Which I gotta tell you, that was my favorite part of the movie, is her just taking jabs at him every chance she had.
She's pretty good, she's fine
But she's also gonna be in a play about Santa Claus,
I guess.
Yeah, like, what's their Santa Claus mythos? It's that's better than the whole damn movie.
I would rather see that.
But that story, again, with how whack it was, I'm like, they are leading in. They're like, because then they kissed a turtle, and the magic turtle granted them powers to be Santa Claus. Like, they know they're making a ridiculous
story. Here comes Kurt Russell.
I'm like, a magic turtle? Is this it?
Right.
But when I heard that, and they kept going on and on, then I'm just like, they're going full steam ahead.
Yeah, it was.
It's insane.
So she plays, like, this woman that gives Santa.
Kisses an ogre.
And she's like, just like Shrek. And she was like, "What's Shrek?"
Yeah, all the references.
And she
in
was like,
movie.
"Just like Frozen." She's like, "What's Frozen?"
They reference
like, well,
a lot of movies in this. Where I'm like, "Huh, that's
I'm like everybody in this town speaks English." Also, the population of this town is weird, right? So the royal family, white bread as you can get.
Yes,
and then you get to the population of this town, and it's just like Middle Eastern. Like, when they go to the bar, that scene in the bar where the king
and everyone has a different accent.
Yeah.
In the bar.
Right. Oh, that's true. Yeah.
That guy at the bar,
he's got
first,
like an Irish accent.
At the first, I'm like, oh, he's American or something because he had no accent. Then he had an Irish accent. Like, it's bizarre.
But, like, when you look at that scene at the end of the movie where they're all cheering in the bar,
mm-hmm.
like, the entirety of that population was all Middle Eastern. And I'm just like, where is Alcovia located?
Yeah.
Where it's just like, no, all the like white bread, that's our king and queen.
Yeah.
But then where are all you people? All the subjects come from?
Yeah,
Not at all. It's very odd.
Yes. This is Aldovia. That's how they do it in Aldovia.
Yeah, so the I guess the power plant is gonna, like, Homer is gonna shut down the power plant.
No, so this is and I said this to Katie, because you've got the scene of the strike and all the unions and all these people are going on strike and they have a play, and I'm like, oh my god, they're gonna shut down the union hands that are running.
I picture the play. Her dad being like, hey, I dealt with some unions before. We got a thing. I can take care of this real quick.
Yeah, so the union isn't getting paid.
Right.
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 And they shut down Christmas production.
Their solution is to shut down a child's Christmas play.
Yes. And so, and then I'm like, oh, wait a minute. So they can't just go turn the lights on? Like, the kingdom, there's still power everywhere else.
But just not the school.
Yeah.
Just within the theater that's in the castle.
And they quickly chain that door.
This is the best part. So, yes, they go put a lock on the door. like the king couldn't somehow get back in there and turn the lights on. Best part of the whole movie, though, at the very end, it's the union guy comes back in frame and unplugs the Christmas tree.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Why would you, you've turned the power
because
off.
Because that's, but that's just hilarious that he's like, nope, this is, can't have this Christmas tree.
I'm going to take its life source away to be safe.
I busted up laughing. I thought that was hilarious that the guy that chained up the room had to pull the Christmas tree plug.
I don't trust it. Let's just take care of its life.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, so.
It was like the Grinch coming back and grabbing the crumb from the mouse. He comes back and plugs the tree.
So yeah, so the sister is heartbroken that she can't kiss this boy, which I guess was her plan the entire time, because she keeps bringing it up.
Yeah,
she was just like, oh, like, we're gonna skip to scene 26, and the kid's just like, isn't that where we're supposed to, you know?
Oh, really? Oh, I had no idea.
And she's like, oh, weird. We should just keep going over that scene over and over and over till we get it right. And he was just like, no, I'm good. When they realize they can't do the play, Amber decides to put the play on in the castle because that has power still.
Luckily, they had a second freakishly small stage.
Sure, yeah, right, right.
First of all, when they go to the auditorium for this, you know,
it seems
royal
like 40
country
people.
That's what, because I looked at Katie and I'm like, you could fit like five people on the stage.
I feel like that's the most like monarchy thing to do, where it's just like, no, you're gonna watch the princess do this play, all of you, and you're gonna sit here, and when she's done, you're gonna give her a standing ovation. They're just like, yes ma'am, yes we are.
Yeah, so we see the wheels spinning in Amber's head as the thing gets shut down. She's like,
yeah, I get it. But then so they Amber and so her two stereotypical friends show up because they're like, we have to have a black person in this movie. We can't not have a black person. Like, we're going to get chewed up alive if we don't. So they're like, we'll just give her a friend.
Yeah.
She's in it for 5 minutes.
It's the same thing as we saw with the first one. It's like, let's fill the quotas.
Sure.
You know, it's like,
yeah.
Because you have Sahil, who is Indian and gay. Obviously.
He's also a...
They don't make him a good character.
Let's cast some diversity in this movie and then make him a god.
Like, he's definitely, we know that he's gay at the end of the movie. I feel like that he's not doing anything gay.
No, we know. He's flamboyant the whole time. But at the end, when they pair him off,
flamboyant and wedding planner means you like the D.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I mean,
you've checked all the boxes.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're packing them all in here, which.
Bay. Oh. But yeah, so like the Ursa is just hammering down on tradition, and she, of course, Amber's bucking the trend the entire time,
and I'm just like, you're a jerk. Like you don't care anything. She's so selfish in this movie.
She's selfish up until a point. Like, I get, like, when they get to the royal photo where she's like wearing her mom's necklace and they're just like, ugh, take it off.
Yeah.
At that point I was like, well, no, you're wrong. Like, she says, this is my mom's necklace, I'd like to wear this. They're like, it doesn't do anything. Like, it's completely wrong.
But I also get that this is the royal portrait and the royals probably wear the royal jewels that have been in the family.
That's
like
fair.
Royal portrait. You can wear your necklace. They didn't say that necklace is banned from the kingdom. Her dad had just given her that necklace, right? New thing. She can wear it forever or whatever. But for the royal portrait, put on the outfit they want you to wear and put on the royal jewels. It's
and
for
don't
one
smile.
Yeah,
whatever
I mean,
you do.
I mean, it's played up for laughs or whatever, but like, I just, it frustrated me that she's going to be the queen of this nation that has a culture and has tradition, and her king can try to change things as it goes, but it's like, try to respect that. You just don't go into another country and totally ignore their right. tradition and go, now I can't be myself. It's like, no, but you have to follow certain sure. customs. It's just
right. You don't have a choice. Like, yeah, I get it. You can't,
but respect it. Not even if you did have a choice, like maybe try to learn some of their traditions and customs.
Yeah, and you're about to be married into this life.
Yeah,
like you can't, once you're married it in, you can't comes be like, I'd like a hot dog for breakfast, please. Like, that's what I would like, and my dad's gonna make it. We're gonna move Rudy's Diner here to Alcovia.
As soon as he meets the chef, I'm like, well, you're gonna be moving to Alcovia soon once this little romance yeah. takes off.
No, it's not.
Spoilers. It never goes anywhere.
Yeah, so then they decide to do some investigation. So the advisor shows up. They start investigating. The sister hacks into the mainframe
by punching the keyboard.
You
just completely skipped over the toboggan scene. I just will have you know.
Yeah, there's a reason.
The toboggan scene.
So in the first movie, they take the sister. Then she gets thrown off the toboggan. I'm like, you're gonna kill this.
That's
poor
how
girl.
She was paralyzed.
Well, you would think, but I was like, oh man, you're gonna take her, and that's fine to go slutty, but like, she gets thrown off of it. So in this time, no one is really on a sled. They nope. green screened yep. sledding.
Yep. I haven't seen green screen that bad since the kid fell down the elevator shaft on Good Times. Wow.
So what Kevin and I talked about on that Christmas Chronicles episode is like TV CGI is usually about like 14 years behind movie CGI. So like if they had released A Christmas Chronicle in 2002, like that would have been insanely good.
I still
like,
think crazy Christmas Chronicles better than that, but
I think
it's pretty legit.
It's
just
close.
Like I think it's just like last generation CGI.
Yeah,
I don't think it's maybe. 10-year-old. I think it's like
it has that rubbery feel to it sometimes. Yeah. But yeah, and in this one, it's just like, oh, we're gonna go back to like the Incredible Hulk.
But I
like,
think
this is like how they did the driving scenes in Abbott and Costello.
Yes, exactly. but again, I think they did this on purpose. I think they owned it. These people are playing it up like wahoo, they're going crazy on these sleds and with the background like I Love Lucy. They're driving in the car.
Right,
it's like
that kind of
backdrop. But they're so playing it up and being bigger and larger in life. Like I think it's a choice.
It's almost like they're on those like rocket ships that were sitting outside of a store.
Totally.
Yeah. And then
they're
like
going back and forth and they're
them.
Like, yeah, it's hilarious, like hilariously bad.
Yeah, it's really bad. So yeah, they figure out what's going on with the money. And I'm trying to think. So Amber runs away because she's a whiny little bee. And doesn't get her way, so she runs away
well,
with no security.
To be fair.
To a random cabin.
Well, to be fair, so she's done this investigation. I guess, did they already go to the bar?
We haven't done the bachelorette party. Or like,
bachelorette party?
Yikes.
But I can't remember if I think they've already gone to the bar because now the prince is going to get mad that she's investigating.
Yeah,
things.
Yeah. So what happens is they go.
Oh, she finds. Oh, they're hanging up the royal Christmas mm-hmm. cards, and all the subjects are like, "I hope you're having a great time in the palace. We can't buy a
goose.
Yeah,
you suck.
Like,
right?
And so she goes and she sneaks. The sneaking scene, the stealth scene with her and her friends.
That was something out of a Marx Brothers, Three Stooges.
A Looney Tunes. It was like they up from behind a wall.
They did everything except stand on each other's shoulders. With a trench coat.
but it's like they're like tiptoeing and they're standing behind a wall and the Ursa walks one way and they sneak in to grab the Christmas card. First of all, I'm like, is that room off limits? Like they can't just be walking into the fire.
She's going to be the queen. I'm pretty sure she has free reign wherever she wants to go.
She can't walk into the fireplace room and be hanging out and then when no one's there, just grab the Christmas card. Yeah. Like, so it's ridiculous.
And the one Christmas card.
Yeah.
That's all we need.
It's ridiculous to have to sneak around in the first place, but they do that and they find the guy's name and then they go into town to the bar
Irish American guy
and he tells them the whole story and she's trying to figure out why they're so upset and what's happening,
talks about these companies. So they go back, they I guess the sister starts to hack into the computer.
Yeah, that's when they go back.
And they're just like, well, we've got nothing else to do. Bachelor party or bachelorette party.
Yeah, no, this is so funny. We're like, yeah, you stay here and hack the mainframe.
Yeah, we're going to go get drunk.
And she's like, let's do this bachelor party. So I'm thinking like, okay, what are they going to do for this bachelor party?
Nothing.
They sit in a room, drink a glass of wine, and paint this dude's toenails.
Yep.
And then it's the next morning. Yeah. I'm like,
and then there's pictures. There's pictures all over about the crazy bachelorette party the night before.
But I was like, but her friends came into town for the bachelorette party. Like,
I will say though, there was like, no why plan. would you go to Alcovia for the bachelorette party?
When she shows up at the beginning of the movie, she says, "We need to start planning your wedding." It's a royal wedding. It's in like 20 days.
You got time. You got some
and
time.
You haven't started?
No, I guess that's true. That's true. Yeah. Yeah, I think this is planned a year ahead of, like, you know, like I here in town, like that, both those weddings, both those British weddings.
Yeah.
We heard about that for months.
Yes. These people at Aldovia, December 26th, they were planning this wedding
movie. Yeah. Right.
They've
right,
been
right.
planning this for a while.
Yeah,
don't
have
you
no
worry.
Fear.
Yeah. But
no, like 20 days out, we're just like, we haven't done nothing.
So this is when I think Ursa calls in the king and Amber and is like, I need to show you something.
Yeah.
Or
this is look at what she's done to the reputation of Aldovia.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, she didn't. She painted a dude's toenails.
Yeah,
I don't get it.
But she's like, "This is look at all this bad PR." And then I think this is what. And but the king just sits there. And
she does. Like to her credit, she was like, "Hey, but go ahead and say something."
I'm trying
will
to write. And he just sits there. And then I might be combining the two scenes. But at some point, and then she's like, "Yeah, I've censored." She's like, "And she censored my blog." And the king's just like, "Meh."
Yeah.
And then so
your
this,
blog sucks and it needs to be censored.
But it went viral, Joe.
That's right. I forgot.
So then she runs away because then, I mean, to her credit, the king is doing nothing.
No, he
to
is definitely
protect
just like
her, help her. He does not care.
No,
she's investigating things. He's like, this isn't a diner. Go back and make me a kitchen. Or go to the kitchen and make me a sandwich.
Oh, I was like, go make me a kitchen.
Like he just doesn't care anything about
go
Amber.
Make me a kitchen.
but you know, and so she runs away. Like.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, I'd be pissed too.
Well,
it's,
yeah, and he is, like, it's funny because it's even funnier because he's just so beta. Like, he's just so, like, meh.
He's more like Omega.
Yeah. He's like, meh, okay. I guess you do what you want to do. They're going to do what they want to do. It doesn't really matter. Whatever. He's like Eeyore. If Eeyore had been king of this place, he's like Eeyore. Yeah, so she runs away. She's supposed to have this appointment with Ursa and Non. I'll just call him Non. But she no-shows it, and now she's gone missing. And it's like, I feel like this town or this country isn't that big. Like, I've never seen the town. All I've seen is this damn castle.
Right.
And, like, the bar in town.
Yeah.
That's it. So it's just like, I don't know.
Oh, but then they play Yakety Sax, and they're running around through the halls of the castle yelling her name. Like,
she's like Kevin McAllister, just like running
from
room to room.
Yeah, it's
just
like
Scooby-Doo running out of doors.
Yeah, all the people are running one way across the camera, then back, Amber, Amber! They're calling out in all the halls, and it's like...
I like, the scene that I would want to see is her, like, outside the cabin, smoking a cigarette, just watching them
the
run runner,
she's been there the whole
time.
Yeah,
she's like, you idiots.
So meanwhile, we should mention too that Simon is like trying to be helpful, or what it seems like, and they all think he has ulterior motives, and he's like, we need to invest in Bitcoin.
Oh my god. Yeah.
And they're just like, you know, totally dismissing him and saying, yeah, we know what you're up to, and everyone's just giving him crap the whole time.
Right.
And then he walks past the Leopold whatever this guy is, you know, and he's like looking at his laptop, and Leopold's like, I see you in the reflection.
Don't sneak up on me,
and he's,
son.
And he's like, "Is it a crime to look out for the good of the country?"
He was like, "Yeah, I'm the bad guy.
Yeah.
I'm doing creepy stuff on this bad stuff on this computer.
Yeah, so the whole
don't
time,
look at it."
So this whole time, you see, like, Simon is like really like he's trying to do the right thing, and they're all dismissing him. But isn't Simon the one that
but
saves
he's not
them?
Doing anything? Like, that's the thing, is they try to make it look like he's doing the right thing, but he's doing nothing. He's just walking around looking at people.
But like he's trying
he's doing
to like
some
make
hard
suggestions,
lurking.
But he's trying to make suggestions. But he also saves them at that bar, right? That's how they get out of
he
there.
He does. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because the paparazzi, the same schmucks from the airport, show up with their same goofy camera skills and are taking pictures. And he's like, let's go out
they've
this
got,
way.
Instead of cameras, they've got iPads. Yeah. They're just taking pictures with iPads. Which, by the way, annoys the crap out of me.
That's the worst when people are, especially like Disney World. It's like you brought your iPad.
Like when you're at like a school performance and they're
holding up an iPad.
Like,
yeah.
Oh my
god!
Like,
you really need to bring your 16-inch iPad Pro. I can't see my kid.
But seriously, like I don't hardly want to carry around my phone at Disney World, and you know, but like they're carrying an iPad and taking photos of stuff with a 10-inch iPad.
Yeah.
I'm like, really?
You know, your phone will take same quality pictures.
It's weird, but yeah.
But yeah, so
So they're trying to find her,
right.
And they realize, oh, he's at his father's secret cabin getaway. In the first one, that's where they find the secret note that he was king, remember?
Oh, I didn't realize. I forgot that
completely.
Was
his little escape out there, and they find the secret drawer. She does, when she's investigating. And she's the one that finds out, oh, he's that's supposed to be.
Nice that they swing by and decorate the secret cabin for Christmas.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I don't know that it's secret, but it was like his father's.
Here's the thing. I would love a secret cabin. Just
with
in
all
life.
Your comic books.
Oh,
pull them out of the wall. Every
yes, please. Just
and,
sign me up.
And then you have your fireplace, your robe with your slippers.
Yeah.
You can just sit there.
I got a nice hot cocoa.
Yeah.
I can sit there and sit by the fire and read some comic books quietly.
Yeah, I would take a secret cabin.
How did she get there?
She walks.
On horse that she doesn't know how to ride a horse.
Oh, she rode a horse?
She escapes on horse. That the whole thing is like she is known for not being able to ride a horse.
Well, she figured it out.
Right.
Yeah, sure.
When push comes to shove.
Hey, man, you got to do what you got to do.
Yep.
Yeah, so then he shows up there. He tells her, I guess she tells him that it's Leopold that's the bad guy. So they go back to the castle. They have a sit down with everybody. And I guess this is the, like their.
Then she threatens him with a bow and arrow.
Oh yeah. Well, like he says something.
Well, remember?
To
okay, so but the sister, Princess Emily or whatever. Remember, she's unveiled the hacking scheme in the shell corporations. Because
right?
The next day, she lays it all out and says, "Oh, here's all these companies, and this is where all the money is going."
Okay.
And you see, like $2.8 billion or whatever the amount of money is. It's a huge amount of money.
Right.
So she finds out that it's all getting funneled into these things,
and then they figure out where the anyway. So they. He says something, the king says something to somebody, and then Leopold's like, all right, yeah, let's do it. And he's like, dude, shut up.
Yeah.
Like, A, I know it's you. And he's like, it's almost like the scene out of Rocky V where he's like, touch me and I'll sue.
Yeah.
And so, like, she pulls Amber pulls out a bow and arrow that she cannot shoot. Like, it's all, you know, that's the joke throughout the movie. She can't shoot
it. Remember when she almost murdered her friends?
I do. And and apparently
that bow
that,
can
that,
crack
that concrete
a,
statue can take the head clean off.
Explodes.
So she just.
It's like she wasn't using a compound bow.
No, it was just
a regular bow and arrow.
Basic bow and arrow.
Like, it would have just, like, bounced off and probably poked someone's eye out.
Right,
of,
yeah,
no,
right,
it explodes.
Right. No, it explodes. So, you know, they have it on paper who this guy, you know, the scheme has been revealed. And then.
They do everything but pull his mask off.
They really do. I would have gotten away with it, too, if it hadn't been for that.
That
girl in the wheelchair.
Hacker.
That girl in the wheelchair and that stupid queen.
So, and then they say, throw him in the dungeon.
Yeah, and I do like where they're like,
this was legit funny.
I did enjoy this. She's like, you guys have a dungeon?
There's really a dungeon.
And she goes, oh, we have a dungeon.
I was like,
the sister's like,
okay,
cool. Yeah, so then they do that. The prince goes on TV. They talk Ursa off the edge where he finally owns up where he's just like, look, she's going to wear what she wants to wear. She's going to do it, and you're going to shut up about it. And she was like, okay.
Yeah.
Like, all it would have taken is just you telling
like,
Ursa
do you like
to
your
shut
job?
Up.
Yeah. Maybe you should like not be telling
I'm
the
gonna
king
sure
what
to
do.
I'm going to make sure you're going to go be the bar wench at the single bar in this country. So, yeah, they have the wedding. The prince, the king goes on TV and says, we found the money. Here you go. And a Christmas bonus. And I was like, you know, you can't just give Christmas. Like, if you're just now finding this money,
right.
You got to get that money back into the system first before you're like, bonuses for all.
He's the king.
Yeah, sure.
Wants.
Okay.
So don't forget about the hockey puck sliders that are the main
course.
Okay,
yeah, the hockey puck, the red hockey puck sliders.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, just call them hockey puck sliders. The hockey pucks aren't red.
Well, that's what you have to say. They're red hockey puck sliders.
Right. And then, of course, the queen eats one is just all about it. We should also say that there's a weird scene where the dad decides to make cookies with the kids of Alcovia.
Yeah.
And it
totally destroy the kitchen.
Yeah. And of course the cook is just like distraught because her workspace has been destroyed. It turns out she just loves kids.
Yeah. And it reminded her of her family or whatever. So
is that going to turn into a plot?
You would think so, right?
Nope.
So it's like this whole time they're hinting because it's like you got the chef, fish out of water chef, and he's telling the fancy chef what to do, and he's trying to get her to do this, and from the get, she despises him. You can go wash the
dishes.
And it's like they're setting up. I mean, this is the most like follow through of any plot line in this movie, except for at the very end when it turns into nothing.
Nothing.
And
they're saving it for three.
I'm sorry I made you cry. They have this sweet moment together. No.
They're saving it for three.
Yeah.
Three is the marriage of the chef and the dad.
I just hope they recast him again. he should be like Rusty Griswold.
He's like Apollo's wife.
Yeah.
So they have the wedding. Simon
Theodore.
Cousin Simon. I mean, the whole time he's
Simon,
had the hots.
Simon
for
hooks up with one her
the,
friend,
the female friend,
the female friend. The gay friend hooks up with the other one gay person.
Surprise! Yeah, that's the other thing that I would think would be kind of offensive to gay people. It's like, just because you're gay doesn't mean you automatically find like that's like, you know, you go out with a group of friends and let's say you have a gay friend and you're like, I know someone that you'd love because it's like the other gay person you know. It's like straight people don't automatically just like each other because they're straight, but in this movie the two gay people end up together.
You gotta put them together. But gotta couple them up.
Doesn't that seem a little offensive?
It seems very offensive.
Yeah. They're gay, so they must. Right. Oh,
it's like if your movie has two black characters.
Right.
Well, those were the two that will go out.
I'm just like,
but then like the queen ends up like
she catches the bouquet.
I was like, well, who's the love interest here?
And the advisor dude, the driver.
Creepy face. Yeah, that's right.
Creepy face.
And then Ursa and the other security guy. Yeah. Like start pairing off, and then there's
everyone's
the dad,
paired off with the dad
and
the chef
are just like
with the ones that they've been laying all the groundwork for.
The only relationship they've been laying goes nowhere.
Gonna have to keep that coney to himself.
That's right. Sorry, buddy.
Yeah,
keep that coney in your pants.
That's right, with the onions because that's gross.
Yeah.
Credits. That's how this movie ends. They get married,
but we get a blooper reel.
Oh, we did, and I was. You could tell, like, they're like, we're filming this for the blooper reel. Please look like you're having fun.
Yeah.
Like, it would be great. Can you just, like, please can you, look can like you please, please look like you're having fun? They're like, ah, oh, flub, flub, flub line. And that's it. It was bad. It was so bad.
I did like the last blooper where they're leaving the bar.
Yeah.
And they all get into Simon's car. And, like, he gets in the front to drive. And they all three get in the back seat. And. I think it's Amber's character. Yeah. She's like, is nobody getting in the front?
Yeah. Katie said, oh, the blooper reel was funnier than anything in the entire movie.
Oh, it felt like that blooper reel felt forced to me. Like, it was just like, I flubbed a line. That's the sound they put in.
I think they completely lean into this. It's terrible, but look at, I mean, every single scene was a talking point. And I think that because the first movie I think was kind of unironically like this, it ended up being like this.
Right.
And they're like, we are making a movie that will be every scene will have a talking point. So I think it fulfills exactly what people want from these movies. I think it's fun to make fun of. It's ridiculous. I mean, it's terrible, but I don't think they planned on making it any other way.
No. No, they leaned into it, and then, oh, buddy.
Yeah.
Go watch Christmas Chronicle.
There's your video recovery there. Yeah. It's on Netflix.
It is.
So,
well, I guess that's it for this one.
Yeah.
Until next year.
Oh, God.
Christmas Prince. Also, like, he's not a prince anymore.
No, he's a king.
Shouldn't it be a Christmas King?
Christmas King is what it should be. Yes.
But enough of that.
Yeah.
So I guess let's go around the table and everybody can say where to find them.
This is Joe. You can follow me on the Twitter at Joey Butts, BUTTS21.
This is Kevin. Follow me on Twitter at Kevin R. Brackett.
And this is Tom. You can follow me on Twitter at Roger Kubert or on Facebook at facebook.com/Tom O'Keefe. Don't forget, if you want to continue the conversation online, you may do so at facebook.com/real spoilers. While you're there, join the League of Show Sharers. And also don't forget our Patreon, patreon.com/real spoilers. So that's it for this one. No idea what we're doing next week.
No clue.
There are so few movies coming out until every single movie comes out at once the next week. So who knows what we'll be doing, but we will do something. So thanks for tuning in. And until next time, Uncle Billy loses $8,000.
I really can't stay.
Baby, I'm fine with that.
I've got to go away.
Baby, I'm cool with that.
This evening has been
hoping you get home
so
safe.
Very nice.
I'm glad you had a real good time.
My mother will start to worry.
Call her so she knows that you're
and
coming.
And father will be pacing the floor.
Better get your car home.
So really, I'd better scurry.
Take your time.
Should I use the front or back door?
Which one are you pulling towards?
The neighbors might think
that you're a real nice girl.
Say, what is this drink?
Pomegranate LaCroix.
I wish I knew how.
Maybe I'll help you
to
out.
Break this spell.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I have to say no, no, no,
you
sir.
You reserve the right to say no.
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
You reserve the right to say no.
I really can't stay.
Well, you don't have to.
Ah, but it's cold outside.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.